Talkeetna's honorary mayor is recovering in his hometown after a dog attack on Labor Day weekend sent him to the hospital. The attack left Mayor Stubbs, a 16-year-old yellow tabby, with a punctured lung, broken sternum, and a 4-inch gash in his side, as well as other injuries. KTNA's Philip Manning has been following the story from Talkeetna. Hi, Philip.
Hi, Lori.
Philip, let us know, what is Stubbs' current status?
Well, as of today, Stubbs is recovering at a private residence. He's under strict doctor's orders to have the feline equivalent of bed rest for the next couple of months. Normally, he hangs out at Nagley's store, and Lori Steck, who's the manager at Nagley's, says that she's taken his pain patch off today and plans to keep him out of public for probably a couple of weeks while his pain diminishes. After that, I believe the plan is to move him back to his normal sleeping spot, which is an antique dog sled with a pile of furs on top of it. I think she's going to move his crate up there, that is.
Mayor Stubbs' story has gone international. How did that coverage go global?
Well, it really started last summer. The Stubbs craze kind of took a lot of people here by surprise. To most residents here in Talkeetna, he's just the orange cat that lives at Nagley's. And last year, I think it was KTUU did a feature piece on him that got picked up nationally, and from there it basically went viral. It's been all over newspapers, websites, national TV, news networks. And so, and this year, when he got hurt again, a lot of those same outlets picked the story right back up, almost as if it had never gone away. So, and it, just today, in fact, when I was talking to Lori Steck today, she said that she just got off the phone with the Wall Street Journal and that they're planning on sending someone to Talkeetna. I don't know if they are going to try to interview the mayor, but they are definitely sending someone out.
And Philip, help us remember what the story was last summer. It had to do with Stubbs becoming mayor. Is that correct?
Right. And the urban legend has that 15 years ago when Stubbs was a kitten, well, almost 16 years ago now when he was a kitten, there was a write-in campaign and that the town was fed up with the human candidates for mayor. And so everyone decided to write in a cat. And that's not quite the whole truth. In fact, Talkeetna has no mayor.
Previous stories about Stubbs' injuries have mentioned the costs of his care at being more than $2,000. How is that being paid for?
Well, it's actually gone even higher than that now, Lori. At the largest single donation, they've had donations coming in from all around the world, and the largest single donation they've received was from Nine Lives Cat Food, who apparently gave $3,000 for his immediate care and the cost of his surgery and things like that. Like I said, they've been getting donations from all around the world to the point that they're dedicating a lot of time to documenting, you know, how much money is coming in so that they have a final figure. There's no hard figure right now, just because the money is still coming in and a lot of that's being handled by the bookkeepers there at Nagley's. And so whatever's left over, there will be some continuing care cost just because these injuries were so severe. He's going to be potentially on pain meds, and there'll be follow-ups and things like that for a while to come. What's left after that, they're still kind of formulating the plan, but I know one of the big things that Lori has said that they want to do is use some of that money to support the local veterinarian. Talkeetna has a vet who lives here, but there's not a full-fledged clinic with facilities for surgery and things like that. And this vet, she was able to stabilize Stubbs enough that they were able to get him to the vet's office in Big Lake. And that's largely credited with how he managed to make it through this.
Well, Philip, thanks for the update on Talkeetna's honorary mayor, Stubbs the Cat.
You're very welcome.
Philip Manning is a reporter at KTNA in Talkeetna.